USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election moves into its third day, President Trump's re-election campaign filed lawsuits in many battleground states on Wednesday, claiming voting irregularities and last-minute rule changes by Democrat judges in these states. The campaign has also asked for a recount in Wisconsin. Democrat Party lawyer Mark Elias said on Twitter, "The Trump campaign is filing a number of meritless lawsuits around the country. Don't be deceived. They know they have lost, and this is all they have left." Tropical Depression Eta is moving over Honduras, bringing the heavy rains that have caused deadly landslides while drenching the country's east and the north of neighboring Nicaragua. The long-term forecast calls for Eta to spin back into the Caribbean late Thursday and then reform as a tropical storm Friday, possibly reaching Cuba on Sunday and southern Florida on Monday. Thursday night football tonight, the San Francisco 49ers host the Green Bay Packers, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Oregon National Guard was called into the city of Portland after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. Local authorities declared a riot after groups of demonstrators destroyed property in the downtown section of the city. The county sheriff's office described it as widespread violence. A Fort Hood soldier has been arrested in the death of a woman at a Texas hotel last year. Officials say Corey Grafton was an active soldier assigned to the Texas base, and he was arrested Tuesday and is facing a murder charge in the death of Chelsea Cheatham, a 32-year-old who was found in June of 2019. Her death was later ruled a homicide. The Texas Ranger has applied DNA testing in the year-old case, the Texas Department of Public Safety said. Police had also gotten a statement from one of Grafton's co-workers that said he had confessed to the killing. Grafton is being held in lieu of $1 million bail Wednesday night. 4 months after he declared he was running for president, rapper Kanye West seems to have accepted that he's got no shot at winning. Kanye received 60,000 votes in 12 states. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500. Last week's winner in Martinsville and one of the championship four, driver Chase Elliott, talks about getting into the championship.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it. And we proved to ourselves that we can do it. I think we have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented, and we want to assert ourselves amongst the people who can make it consistently. And I feel like we're very capable of doing that. So we just have to seize the moment, enjoy it. This is a huge week, and I'm just excited to get out there and try to have the best race we can.
The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. The San Francisco 49ers, already depleted by injuries, placed four players on the reserve COVID-19 list on Wednesday and declared all four of them out for Thursday night's home game against the Green Bay Packers. A league source says wide receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.